smaller crowds during the week, just having the fan fest today, coach was talking about the energy level might get pumped up in the crowd and on the field. Do you need to just talk about having a little few more people in the seats to cheer?
It's great. Yeah, it's great. We're excited about it. It's great when there's just a couple thousand people. I'm not sure what the exact number is, but it's, you know, camp gets so monotonous and so long and the same thing every day. But when there's people there and they're cheering when good things happen, and you know, whether it's offense or defense, it's just exciting knowing that our fans care enough to come out on a Wednesday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon, especially with Fan Fest going on a Saturday. We expect a lot of people here, and it'll be fun for us. Fun for them too.
It looks like things have kind of solidified on the right side of your mind. How do you feel about the way those two guys
fun? We feel really good. Obviously with the left side and the additions and Coop's not an addition, but he really is, because we lost him for a lot of last year. Feel very good about that side. The right side, we feel very confident and comfortable with Finneka and now Massey's come in and played really well, and he's fighting for a spot. And I heard him talking the other day, he doesn't want to give it up. And he's going to fight. And I love hearing that, love seeing that, and very comfortable and confident in that group.
Coach was a little different, said he was a little disappointed in how Cooper hadn't come farther than he did. Did you see him still with a lot of rest? Or?
Well, you just see a guy that's coming off a big injury. Obviously when you only play in, I think, two preseason games, maybe three, and that's your only NFL experience going in to being a starter. I mean, it's, he's coming from a difficult spot, but he was drafted at number seven for a reason. He's physically gifted. He's powerful. He's quick. He's strong. He has all the attributes. He just needs those repetitions, that experience.
When you were in Oakland, how long did it take for you to realize that Jared was a upper echelon left tackle?
I mean, just looking at him, you can tell if he can move, he can play. Because, I mean, he gets his hands on you. He's so powerful and so big. He's a great athlete. He moves his feet really well. He's extremely smart. We called him the Big Serious in Oakland. That was kind of his nickname, because the way he approaches the game and the seriousness which he carries, the way he carries himself in the locker room, weight room, practice field, all those things. But you can tell right away, and then you get on the practice field with him, and it's very apparent.
You got a nickname for John Brown yet?
John Smokey. John came in with the nickname Smokey, because when he runs, he burns up the ground. And that's a good nickname for him. I like it.
How impressed have you been with the younger wide receivers coming in? I know John's hurt a little bit, just their progression.
I think they've done a good job. I think John Brown's definitely stood out the most. Walt's done a pretty good job. Jerron Brown's done a really good job. He's not a rookie, but a young guy with a little bit of experience, limited experience, but he's a very good player. But I think the guy that's kind of caught everybody's eyes is John Brown.